Tony Mancia of the Island Resort and Casino joins us right here on Radio Results Network. And Tony, talk to us about the Epson Tour and what this means to this area.
14th year. We're really excited every year. We bring in 144 players from all over the country, all over the world, actually. There's players from the Far East, Europe, South America, United States. Every state, I believe, has got somebody. So it's an international event. We get excited for it. Our employees get excited for it. So, yeah, it's a big deal.
What are some of the challenges each and every year, besides the weather, of putting this event on? Because, you know, the weather is going to do what the weather does here in the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, the weather is it for us. I believe we have a great volunteer base. The chamber puts that together. They're always here. They're always ready to go. Always organized. Never had a problem, knock on wood. You know, our housing is great for the players. Our committee's on top of it. Our sponsors are there. So it really just comes down to making sure we have some decent weather.
What are the issues every year now? You talked about the housing and getting the players to stay here, but is this just kind of like a fine-tooth comb now because you guys have been doing it so long? Is it just kind of routine at this point?
You know, we adjust as we get bigger. You know, we're adding another course. We added a spa. We added Sage Run since the tour's been here. So it's things that the players like to access that we get them in there if we can. So really, the adjustments come from our side. We get bigger. We have more employees. We got to get them trained. There's a lot on our side. The players, the only difference in the players is they're just better. 14 events ago, the winner shot 7 under. And this last year, it was 17 under. So the players are better.
What are you hearing when it comes to the players and some of their favorite holes and what they like to play and what they see out there?
They see wide fairways, but they see tough greens. And if the wind blows at all, it really changes the game. The course is really approachable. It's playable. But once the wind kicks up, then it throws everything into havoc. And so that's where I hear from the players. There's the difficulty of the coming into the greens.
You have a British Open-type win today here at the Island Resort. What happens to the course when it gets rainy and a little wet?
It's long. It gets soft. It plays long. If it's dry, the players can handle it, and they score 17 under. The years we've had weather, it's been 1 to 3 under. That's that big a difference.
Talk to us about this golf course of the Sweetgrass, because you have a couple signature holes that people love. People love walking up on 18 and seeing all the fans that are out there. What's it mean to them when they get to the signature hole, or even the hole like number 15, for instance, and they get to play these?
You know, if you're out here to see the course, you can walk the whole thing and see every hole. And, you know, we charge UP residents about 50% the rate of the house rate, which is 85. So it's very accessible if you want to play. And if you want to be in a group, we have lots of groups that come out and get a better package. So that's always available.
You always talk about the affordability and the affordability of these courses. I mean, it's $10 for the entire weekend, and it's only $3 to get food on the weekend. Why are prices so low?
We want it to be family friendly. That's that simple. If you got kids, and there's not a lot you can do now where the kids get in free and hamburgers $3, you know, soda's $1, you know, things like that. So we wanted it to just be family friendly.
Tony, thank you for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thanks.